and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day 307. How are we all doing?
Something very strange happened then.
What happened?
Well, I'm monitoring the output to check that we're actually broadcasting. Obviously, we are.
And that's organised.
And I hadn't pressed play on the player on MacBite's FM website, yet I could hear your voice.
Right.
And you were talking about PowerPoint, and I realised I've got Last Night's After Hours in another tab open in the browser.
Oh, poor Mike, he's got two of me. That'll never end well, Mike, just saying. Right, I'm going to refresh that, and Jonathan just beat Tracy, only just. Good evening to you, Jonathan. How was your Saturday? Hello, Tracy.
Anyway, a request from Elaine, isn't there?
Is there?
Yeah.
What's that?
Can everyone go over to Brooklyn's 196? Because she wants to listen to her own Phil Collins special.
Can I just say, in my defence, when I'm editing, I don't actually get to sit there and listen to the thing.
I listen to the beginning and the end.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Not trusted, then.
Of course you trusted.
Oh, I wouldn't trust me. I don't trust me. No, last night, well, I say last night, small hours of this morning, there I was. Actually ahead of myself for once. Yes, I was surprised as well. So I'd done this week's shows, the ones that are going out right now, and I had some time left over. So I thought, I'll do next week's then. So before I knew it, I was into 2003, I believe. Anyway, I'm listening to it, and I listened to the segues, and it said, we're starting with the Monkees. And I'm a believer, and I thought, not from 2003, we're not. I'd mixed up the segues, and we had the 1969 segues on the 2003 show. Never trust me, Mike. That's why I listen
yes, to the beginning and the end.
Easily done. Easily. Do you know how much audio I handle in a week?
I do.
Yes, it's amazing. It's amazing.
But mistakes happen.
They do.
What was it Molly said? They put pencils on rubbers because people make...
No, Mike.
Rubbers on pencils because people make mistakes.
Oh, what has he done? Oh, Mike.
What?
Rubbers is an English word. It means eraser. In the US, it means something totally different.
Johnny's.
Exactly.
Not our Johnny.
Not our Johnny, obviously. No, he's not a boy like that. No, he's an innocent lad. Young Jonathan. Anyway, Tracy is only 100 behind in the marathon. You'll get there, girl. You will get there. Saturday wasn't too bad for Jonathan. Excellent. Are we keeping well? We are. Today's actually been quite productive, which makes a change, doesn't it? I've just got... How do I generate so many notes? If I could answer this, maybe I could rein myself in and get them all in one place instead of thinking, oh, yes, that needs to go with that and that needs to go with that. And that needs to go in the to-do system. And yes, let's just say there's lots of post-it notes stuck to my whiteboard. And there's also things written on my whiteboard as well. CQ, CQ, Deb. Two Elaines, wouldn't that blow all Mike's fuses? Yes. Poor Mike. It wouldn't be the first time there's been about nine of me as he checks various things. But yeah, he's a good lad, isn't he? Johnny's. Johnny's are the same as what a rubber is, Kim. It's just a different word for them. We have so many words for them, don't we? But I know about that because, you know, the actor, is it Alfred Molina? He was married to Jill Gascoigne and he was moving to the States. He was a lot younger than her. And they were moving to the States because he'd got a part in Indiana Jones. And I think he did that role more than once. Anyway, basically his career was in the ascendancy and hers less so as she got older. So when they moved to the States, she decided, you know, not doing much in the way of acting, she would become a writer. And she was interviewed on American TV and they were saying, like, how's the transition been from being an actor to a writer? And she said, oh, it's quite simple. You sit down, you know, you've got your pencil with the rubber on the end and away you go. And he was horrified. And it took her husband to say to her, no, dear, say eraser in this country because it has a totally different meaning. That is how I knew that.
Rubber Johnny. A flexible sheath, usually made of thin rubber or latex, designed to cover the penis during sexual intercourse for contraceptive purposes.
There's the clean tag gone right there. Yeah, but there's so many names for
courtesy
it.
Courtesy of Urban Dictionary.
Leave the Urban Dictionary alone.
I didn't click on it. It's in there. The
Urban Dictionary is a nightmare. I once looked up. Do not do this, Mike. I once looked up something about. I'm trying to remember what the first word was. I know what the second was. Basically, like a baked potato. Don't go there. Do not go there. It was vile. I nearly threw up. So, yeah, the Urban Dictionary. I'm going to ban it. I'm going to ban it at root level, Mike. That'll take care of it. You were just wondering if you heard right. Yes. It's most unfortunately, isn't it, being called a Johnny?
Do you remember that song?
Which one?
My mama told me if I was Gordy, then she would buy me a rubber Johnny.
Stop right there. Honestly, what? I can't do a thing with him. I can't. And there's Phil Collins on the other channel, and I could be listening to that right now instead of Mike.
We used to sing that in the Stretford End.
I'm sure you did. I only went in the Stretford End once. I was nearly deafened, but it was a great experience. Dad wasn't quite so happy. But never mind. He decided the day I had got tickets to sit in the Stretford End at the back, courtesy of Les Seeley, no less, who was our goalkeeper at the time. He wanted to go and buy a radio. And I'm like, Dad, you know, because his idea of going to a football match is rocking up at 1 minute to three and whipping in. Leaving 10 minutes before the end. That's not my idea. No. Get there before the doors are open. Enjoy the atmosphere of the day. Have some chips, absolutely vile, in a plastic pot. You've got to enjoy the whole experience and then go in. But no, he wanted to go and buy a radio. Anyway, I think he took the instruction book from the radio with him because he did not want to sit there for an hour and a half soaking up the atmosphere, whereas I did. So guess what? We did. He went to get his radio in the morning and he decided not to take the radio with him, but he would take the instruction book and read it. Laugh of it was, what was he like with instructions book? He could read an instruction manual for a year and still not have a clue. I think he just liked reading instruction books. It's a thing. Oh, girlfriend's son was in junior high doing a report on the White House and accidentally went to the whitehouse.com instead of whitehouse.com.
When I first started delivering training on how to use the internet, circa about 1995, that was the kind of thing that I explained when you talked about domain names and the difference.
There are things out there, though, aren't there? I can imagine Mum and Dad not happy. But poor kid. Of course, that's where you try first. That's why it's registered. But I'm thinking things like, we've had a friend today had a hack. And now he says hack, doesn't he? I wouldn't exactly call that a hack. Basically, people have sent out email in his name to all his contacts. So yes, hacked in terms of he hasn't been hacked, his data. It's his email and mail has been sent out. Now that when you said where it was from, it wasn't from his email address. I got two copies of that. And one of them, now that could have been, let me check, could have been one going to the church. It's in the spam. So my spam filter caught this mail. Let's have a look. Who's that one going to? That's interesting. It doesn't actually say. So I've got two copies of it, but the to field is blank. So I'd have to go delving to find that out. But, you know, he's like, I've been hacked. What made it worse was it actually said as the signature line, his signature. So it actually has his first name, his wife's first name and their surname. And that's how he signs off. So they must have been in his email, I'll grant you. But it's a minefield. It is. But another one that happened to a friend of ours was he wanted to update his virus protection. So you're thinking to yourself, well, at least he's got some. So he went in and instead of going to the site, was it McAfee?
I
think it was. Instead of going direct to the site, he went to Google and searched for it. Instead of looking at the actual results, probably about five down, he clicked on one of the ads at the side, and it was a scam. So it said, click here to update, and he did, and then he was infected. His entire machine, it was a Windows box, entire machine, absolutely useless. So I had to send him to one of the local shops. There's no way I'm delousing a Windows box. No way. But that's how it happens, isn't it? It is easily done. Hello, Simon. How are you doing? And how are all the assorted little Simons? Do share. Oh, I've got a COVIDiot today, and it was from Manchester. I sincerely apologise to the entire world for this idiot. Well, when I say idiot, would that it was only one of them. No, there was four of them. And they decided it was a good idea to go heading off looking for food. You know, like animals foraging for food. Well, you know, we're in a level four and a national lockdown. So you don't really get much more lockdown than we're locked down now. They decided it was would be a jolly good idea from four different households to get into one car and head off to a McDonald's. Now, bear in mind, McDonald's are only doing drive-throughs at the moment, aren't they?
Even some have stopped that.
Yeah. Well, maybe that explains why this said trip to McDonald's, they drove 68 miles to get to the McDonald's. There are no words. There are no words for the level of stupidity. How the police found them, I don't know, because they said they picked the car up at the McDonald's. But I don't know. Oh, Simon and Mrs. Simon are bookkeeping. There may be fisticuffs. Oh, no. Can that not wait? Is that probably not a job, not for a Saturday night? Or does it? Is it end of year stuff that needs to be done? Oh, Kim found out her local health department doesn't consider sarcoidosis of the lungs a comorbidity for COVID. I never get a vaccine. Well, you know, seeing as though it's of the lungs, would you not think it was in any way related? You need a better local health department. It's the only answer. When do you think we'll get these where you can pay for it? I'd be more than happy to pay for it as long as it didn't mean that I had to go. As long as I don't have to go to one of these mass centres and mingle with people, I'll be fine. I need it to be like civilised, like going to the dentist. You walk in the dental surgery and it doesn't look like a dental surgery. That's very important to me, that it doesn't have all these silly posters up on the wall and stuff like that. They do have a big plasma TV that they put things on that are not pleasant to look at, I'll grant you. But at least you don't have to look at the TV. Whereas you go in these like National Health ones, you can't. I think they plaster the walls with these scare yourself witless posters so they don't have to decorate. Because there's that many of them, I get sensory overload. So I want something peaceful. And preferably within 3 weeks of each other, not like 3 months and Pfizer have gone off and you'll never get it. And anyway, that is disgusting. You've emailed them, see the answer. Oh, it's just ridiculous, that. I mean, there are what they consider comorbidities, aren't there, that aren't lung issues. I mean, I read the thing out from our second priest who's got asthma, and he's priority because of that. But sarcoidosis is much more serious than a bit of asthma. I think he's only got himself to blame for the asthma. Didn't he go out and live in, where was it? It was somewhere incredibly hot and humid.
Philippines, wasn't it?
I think it was the Philippines he came back from, so maybe it was the Philippines. But, you know, a lad brought up in the freezing depths of Birmingham, you're not really equipped to go live in the Philippines in a tent. And he hadn't been out there that long when he developed this breathing issue. Couldn't breathe in the heat. I thought, well, I'm not surprised you weren't born into the heat, were you? But now it's a permanent thing. But even that was, and I wouldn't think that was as significant. Hopefully they'll get back to you and say it was all a hideous mistake. No one drives 68 miles to a McDonald's. It's very suspicious. Well, I'd drive 68 miles to get away from a McDonald's. Well, we've not had a McDonald's other than once in years. And this was only because we were at that funeral in episodes, weren't we? So, literally, we wouldn't have had time to eat. we'd have to come back home, and it was too far to come back home. So we decided we'd stop off at a McDonald's, and we didn't intend to have a burger. I mean, good grief, no. It was some chicken McNuggets. One, it cost more than a sit-down meal in a restaurant next door. It was about £26. Something, and I looked at it when Mike came back, like, and I said, but Mike, it's some fries and chicken McNuggets. That was it. We hadn't even bought the ice cream at that point. It was outrageously expensive. And it wasn't that nice, to be honest. Nor was it actually food. So I drive the other way, but I agree with you. Bit odd. All the various Simons are slowly recovering. Not sure any of us would profess to be pre-COVID fit. We're very much out of danger. That is fantastic news. And hopefully give you a bit of protection against a reinfection. They reckon 5 months, don't they? Mind you, some people have got long COVID longer than that, so I don't know how they're working that out. At least things should improve now they've blocked entry to the country. Just makes me wonder why they didn't do it 10 months ago. I think 10 months ago they said they couldn't do that, and now they've done it. So, again, his lips are moving. He's lying. And even with your asthma, you don't qualify. What do you have to do? Oh, be a drug addict. Well, you know, if there's a chance, Kim, could you not persuade them for 5 minutes? That's ridiculous. Who are getting it? Is it purely on age? Ours is a kind of mixture of age and illnesses, ongoing illnesses. Primarily it's age, but like Rachel's already had hers. And she's 36. So that's definitely not going on age. I would say that's going on the fact that one, she's frontline NHS, and two, she's got underlying conditions. But at least they've sorted her out early. Only healthcare workers are getting it now. Well, at least the healthcare workers are getting it. But couldn't you be considered a healthcare worker as well, Dr. Kim? Or are they not persuaded about that either? Don't dentists count? They seem to make the rules up as they see fit, don't they? Anyway, that was our story today. The COVIDiots. Do we have to have them back? Because, you know, having left the area, I think you should be made, like, stateless. We should have an island like Alcatraz and just shove them in there. Or a ship off the coast and don't let them back in the country. That would solve the problem. You see, if I was in charge, this wouldn't happen.
Right, I'm going to see the dog.
She's been a good girl today, hasn't she?
She has been a good
She's
girl.
She's been a very good girl today.
Very good girl.
It must have been the biscuits. She's hoping for some more of those biscuits later, Daddy.
Is this dealt with?
It's dealt with.
Right.
Totally dealt with. That's COVID post. You had your first COVID nightmare last night. Oh, dear. You're being incredibly safe, though. How many days till the iPad's released from its captivity? You've got that to look forward to. Can't wait to actually see a picture of it in the end, you know. I'm desperate to see a photo of it, that it's actually in your hands 2 months later. But how many days are there to go? Didn't it arrive, was it about 10 days ago? Mind you, see, I lose track of the days. I'm lucky I know it's January, because in my mind it's still February last year. Don't know what I'm going to do this February. Just think, like, that year didn't happen. It was all a nightmare. You were dreaming about Kiva and you out for a walk, and all these people came upon you and wanted... Oh, no! Not the touching! No! And it was probably like... I bet they looked like the cast of Michael Jackson's Thriller as well. I must admit, we got... I think this was reported upon, but I don't know where it came from. I don't know if there was a reason that they were actually reporting it, as somebody had asked a question or something like that. But we got warned to be very careful about touching things. That this new variant is transmissible by touch on things like food deliveries and Amazon deliveries, etc. And I thought, well, Mike and I have been figuring on that since last March, hence washing everything down. But they've actually warned us about it now. So it does make you think that maybe that's happening. They are still saying, though, it's difficult to catch it outside. And I thought that depends on your proximity to idiots hugging each other and wishing themselves a happy new year. But that's what they said anyway. Was Mike in his Freddy outfit one of them? Oh, could have been. And which Freddy outfit? He has the one with the white trousers and he has the dress. Mmm. If that happens, Simon, you'll be in big trouble. If the next one is Mike. But you see, Kim's okay with Mike because Mike's being incredibly safe. So he wouldn't be a threat no matter what he was wearing. All COVID is transmissible by food and surfaces of anything. Yet, oh, Tracy, the ice cream. There's COVID in the ice cream. I mean, this is just criminal. And I can't cook the ice cream, can I? So I think we'll have to lay off that. I worked on the principle it could anyway. They said at the beginning that on cardboard, I think it was less than 24 hours. But with this new one, you don't know. And there were some questions put to, I think it was the chief medical officer the other day. One was about how long, if you've had COVID and you've got some kind of antibody protection, how long would it last? And his answer to that was, we don't know. Then somebody else asked about the vaccine and said, once you've had your second vaccination, how long will it last? And he said, we don't know. Honestly, the answer to every question was, we don't know. And by the end of this interview, I literally sat there and said out loud, what are we paying you for? Because he didn't know anything. And I thought, even if you don't know, you can say, well, the options are. I've had that with medics. That the time I left with the stitches, me and my stitches decided that we were going together. And I then ended up at the GP and I walked in. Because it was an issue with these stitches, what we're going to do with these stitches. And I walked in. This must have been, about 32, 33 years ago. I walked in, she took one look at me, she said, "My, you're looking well, how are you?" And I thought, just been discharged from a week in hospital and I've got stitches. She couldn't believe it when I said it. But, you know, I remember asking her a question and she was fairly savvy as a GP. And she just said, we don't know. And I thought, that's useless. If somebody says to me in my role as trainer or technician, what will happen if I do X? If I don't know, and sometimes you don't, then I'll say, well, the options are, it will either be A, B or C. And if A happens, we need to do this. If B happens, we need to do that. If C happens, we need to do something else. The answer, I don't know, is not good enough. You're a professional. So give me the options and then tell me what we would do about all of those. That's what I said to the dentist. Do not say you don't know about anything. Give me the options. And don't think that there's something like, the hygienist does this and she drives me insane. You go in and she starts cleaning and then she's saying about buckle this and blah, blah, blah. And then she'll go, And I start hyperventilating. You know, the rule is you don't sit there making stupid noises. You tell me verbatim, just commentate on what you're doing. And that way I'm in the same place and you're not freaking me out. But she does it all the time. She can't seem to grasp the rules. Luckily, the dentist can. You do cook it when it's homemade. True, but then could it? Yeah, because that would be all right with the milk, wouldn't it? I'm going to have to make my own. I'm going to need an ice cream maker. In fact, the way it's going with your Thermomix, I'm going to need a kitchen extension first to put all the equipment in that I'm then going to cook things with. The best science doesn't have all the answers. The best answers that we've got are based on the evidence. True, but when they're not telling you what the options are, it's not surprising that people just go, oh, well, he doesn't know, so I don't know, so I'm just going to go out. That's the mentality of some people. Ooh, 2 years immunisation. Only time will tell. But if only time will tell, then everybody who's had it first, which by definition are the aged or the vulnerable, they're the guinea pigs then. Unless we take a decision that after X number of months or years, everyone's going to be re-immunised just in case. And that's going to cost money and the government aren't going to like that idea, are they? Then is the intention that we just sit around and wait for an outbreak on people who've been vaccinated and then say, yeah, OK, it's probably gone by now. We should start again. Because, you know, I know it sounds ludicrous, but, you know, this government, they are ludicrous. Just feels like a guinea pig situation. Oh, dear. Is this the ice cream makers that cost the same as an iPad Pro? Yeah, that won't be happening then. I'll have to do without ice cream. I shall have to switch my affections to something else. I must admit, I do like halva, which is very similar to your treat, Tracy's treat, but far too sweet. Yours was just about right. This thing was, halva's incredibly sweet, but it is nice. It is very nice. And that's also really expensive. I don't know if it's difficult to make or something. Test subjects for Moderna started in March. I guess they're just, it's a matter of sitting out and waiting. This is why, one of the reasons why, a normal vaccine programme takes a lot longer, because they're testing things like that, and with this they haven't got the time. So we're all guinea pigs until they decide otherwise, which I must admit is actually putting me off. Like, okay, it's been, we are just, about 10 months, hasn't it? With the 6th we went into lockdown. So we're probably 7 weeks off it being a year. And I know some people are going absolutely stir crazy, but I must admit, I'm not. I'm fine. So if it had to be another year, that's fine. If it had to be another two, it's fine. What would I miss? I guess live football, but I don't think I'd want to be in close proximity with that many people for the foreseeable future. And the concerts that we go to. Love those. But again, could probably do without. One of the ones we went to, which was the one end of January, we go to this one. And we did go last year. It was Brexit night. And it was the Queen one. And where we sit, we deliberately choose to sit. There's a standing area downstairs. So the entire place is standing. Actually, sometimes there's seats. Sometimes they put the seats in. Sometimes they don't. They didn't put the seats in for ABBA. I can't remember if they did for Queen. They might have done. But the downstairs can be standing or seating. But the upstairs has like bench seating around the edges. And of course, unless they are absolutely sold out, there's plenty of space between you and the next person on the bench seating. But I still don't think we'd probably go to a concert. But that's probably about it. Oh, I could make hummus. Now, you see, I like hummus, but there was an E. coli outbreak with the hummus and I'm a bit dubious. So if I could make practically anything, then I might have to have a look at it. Dr. B has been told he'll be required to get vaccinated. He can see that if he refuses, they won't let him work. Did you see that story about a plumbing company in the UK that said exactly the same? This guy's got a history with, let's say, riding roughshod over people's employment rights. But he has come out and said that his staff are going to be vaccinated, and that's that. And if they won't be vaccinated, then he'll sack them. I think he said it would be, because people then pointed out there are people in which it's contraindicated. And he said on that basis, he would look at a case-by-case basis where there was a reason. But if there wasn't a reason beyond the fact that somebody just didn't fancy it, then he'd sack them on the spot. And I just sat here and laughed. And I thought, yeah, can't do that. Rules is rules, mate. You took them on and you are now unilaterally trying to change their contract. You can't retrospectively unilaterally change somebody's contract. It doesn't work like that. So if they've been employed for 2 years, then they can claim constructive dismissal. Obviously, that it doesn't mean they get to keep their job, which is obviously what they would want, I would expect. He said he'll take it as high as the Supreme Court. Crying out loud, more money than sense, because he was going to pay for it as well. And I thought, well, as far as I'm aware, you can't pay for it yet, because that would be queue jumping. That would be richer people queue jumping, and we're not having that. So I don't know when he's talking about, but that's what he said. Right. Times Kim has to remind herself to keep to the protocols you set up from the beginning and not take shortcuts you really want to take. Yeah, I get that. I must admit, if something comes, you know, and I don't want to wait 3 weeks for it, I'm like, well, I'm going to clean it. And I do clean it within an inch of its life. We do have, I think, at the last count, about 40 litres of hand sanitizer. So anything can get absolutely drenched in hand sanitizer. But the safest way is to leave everything alone. Don't talk to anybody. Don't touch anything. Could I do that for another 2 years? Probably. Being honest, I probably could. But that's just me. And I know there are many, many people. I mean, the priest was going mental after 3 days. He was on the phone after 3 days. I can't cope with this. And I thought, it's amazing how different people are, because I was fine. So I said, I'm bored. He was, and I thought, are you kidding me? I haven't got time to be bored. So I said, why don't you learn a language? How about Italian? Because he's fluent in Spanish. He worked in Peru. So he went through an intensive Spanish course, and then they dumped him in the middle of Peru, like Paddington Bear. And he then realised how much he didn't know. But having lived there for 10 years, he's totally fluent in that. So languages are something that he's good at. So I don't know how far he got with the Italian. We'll have to see. So Tracy's son's hoping that since his next shift is Sunday, they won't be on it yet. So they're going to stop him working potentially until he's got this. And how does he get it? What's the pecking order in Spain? Are the medics first? Simon says these vaccines were able to be highly accelerated largely because so many volunteers came forward. Usually it's difficult to find large numbers. And the funding was virtually instant. Well, the funding, absolutely. There was no issue right. with that, was there?
Can I have a biscuit?
Oh, Madam's got a biscuit.
Look at that face.
This is a new treat to her and she likes it.
A paw.
Oh, she can't get a paw up to you fast enough.
Oi, eat it slowly.
She's dropped it on the floor now. You're going to have to hold it for her. What are you like, Lola? That's twice she snatched it out of his hand. She's now eating it. She'll flop with that. There you go. Just like Maya.
There's another one there.
Just like Maya. That'll be for me.
You want one?
Yes, I want one. Same testing is done with all vaccines. That might be so, Simon, but they can't speed up time, can they? So they don't know the long-term effects of it or how long it lasts. I wondered if they could do some kind of magic in the lab where they could replicate the effect of time and see how long it would last, but who knows? His next shift is at the end of February. Maybe they'll have the AZ vaccine by then, he considers marginally acceptable. Pfizer are concerning me at the moment. In terms of now they've got production problems, which I don't understand, because they've got one job at the minute, get that out. The mumps vaccine took 2 years. It's a bit of a myth that the 10-year development span is to see what happens 10 years down the line. True, I guess my perspective on that is slightly different, because I've worked on medical malpractice cases where that's exactly what's happened. 5 years down the line, something's happened. When you get full disclosure of all the documentation, you realise, you discover that they knew that could happen and they did nothing about it. And then the person gets 20 million from the NHS, and that's 20 million.
We want to give her this one.
But the NHS doesn't have any more. I can see both sides of that. Oh, Mummy's got a biscuit. Come on, high five. High five for the biscuit. Good girl. Oh, incoming biscuit. Oh, I'm liking that, don't I? But it's not, I'm not taking it out of the room. That means I'm expecting a dentist stick from Kim. Kim always approves a dentist stick, doesn't he? They're good for my teeth, it says on the packet. Did you read that on the packet, Lola? Probably knowing her. Moderna was developed in 2 days. Wow. They'll be made to sign a document to say they understand the change in employment terms. They will, absolutely they will, but you can't make them accept that. But the upshot would be, however it was legally done, they wouldn't end up with a job. But I don't think it's acceptable to retrospectively try and change employment terms. Ever. I think you should negotiate a new contract rather than try and backdate the old one, which is what a lot of them try and do. I was, one of my cases when I was in chambers was it was an employment case, so we were at the employment tribunal, and it was based on the same principle. They were trying to retrospectively change a contract, and you can't do that. So the person got, I think it was 10 years worth of salary, but then there was damages on top of that, ended up almost bankrupting the company. So why do it? I can appreciate he'd like his employees vaccinated so he can say to his customers that all the plumbers that would be sent out are COVID free. I can understand that. But then that's for business purposes, not necessarily taking any notice of any concerns that the plumbers might have. What if the plumber has got some kind of thing that makes it contraindicated and he loses his job as well? It's really not on. Now, the hospital are providing the vaccines, but the Pfizer vaccine potentially mutates. Oh dear, into what? So you're not concerned about the DNA vaccines crossing to the nucleus. Now, there was a thing on the BBC, and I don't trust them to start with, and they said that was all lies. So on the BBC homepage, this thing about it crossing and doing DNA things, oh, complete hokum. And I thought, they're pushing that too much. It was on the homepage. Because sometimes a story comes out, goes on the homepage, and it's like, oh, wow. And then it disappears. And eventually, if you can find it at any point, it's been like played down. So
do we want a dentist?
We need a dentist stick. And Tracy said we need video of the high fives. You're a good girl high-fiving, aren't you?
Last dentist stick.
It's the last red dentist stick until Daddy brings some more. Right, let's open it. We're going to have to do major high fives for this one, aren't we? Let's get it out of the bag. There we go. Red dentist stick. No, leave Daddy's foot alone. Right, in you come. Right. High five. Come on. Left paw. Oh, right one we're having first. Then the left one. Give me that. That's a good girl. We've got to have both. Oh, look at that. Sniff it. There you go. Kim says that's okay. Now, see, that's acceptable. What she does is, if she considers this a small treat, night, Simon, she stays in the office with it and eats it. But if she considers it a more acceptable treat, then she heads out onto the landing with it. And she's headed out onto the landing with that. Unbelievable. Oh, bless her little cotton sock. She's so cute. The dentist sticks are always a go for Kim. Yes, she's had a dentist stick now. She's a happy, happy bunny. She'll probably come back in looking for another one, but that's her, isn't it? What can you do? So, have we got any more tech news? I'll have to check on the CES stuff, won't I? But we're plotting and planning for next week, so now would be a good time if you've got anything on your mind. Although you've decided, haven't you? And dragged me along with you.
I didn't drag you along.
No, I decided, didn't I?
Yes.
I decided. Mike's going to do something in Excel, and then I'm going to do a related item in Numbers. Because clearly we have Excel users and Numbers users, just like we have PowerPoint users and Keynote users. Great, great fun last night with all of the graphics. Loved that. Yes, I've been playing around with a template, haven't I?
Mm.
It's possibly, well, it is a dirty hack. It is a dirty, dirty hack. So Kim would enjoy it no matter what because it's a dirty hack. This is possibly one of the dirtiest hacks because I actually had to drill down into the vagaries of the file. Actually, not exactly unpack the file because that doesn't work. I tried that. But actually open up the innards, the inner workings of a PowerPoint file to make it do something I wanted it to do and then pack it all up again. But it works and it's fabulous. So that's a possibility if you wanted to know about that. Right, vaccine overview. I can see I'm going to have to be very careful with these vaccines. Let's have a look. Why would they be giving you something that potentially changed your DNA and then denying it was going to do it? Oh, there's pictures. Wow. I actually probably think at the moment, probably safer just stay at home. Don't bother with it. But a lot of people seem to be very keen to get it. I will read that later. It looks very detailed.
Oh, I found a song for tonight.
Did you?
Yes, it fits the theme.
Go on.
But there's no way you'd allow it.
Oh. Go on.
Well, we're opening with Heaven is a Place on Earth, Belinda Carlisle.
Right, yes. That's news to me, but carry on.
Then Losing My Religion, R.E.M.
Love that one.
Church of the Poisoned Mind, Culture Club. There Must Be an Angel, Eurythmics. And it was Heaven that prompted me, because obviously Heaven has a faith connection.
We are not playing that. No, the DJ will not play anything by the Smiths.
Well, you know what I'll say.
Heaven
hang the DJ, hang the DJ, hang the DJ.
Heaven knows I'm miserable now. No. No. Can't abide the Smiths. Music to slit your wrist. It's awful. Oh, no, 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 no. Can't be done, Mike. Sorry, it can't be done. The DJ doesn't have access to that one.
Well, hang the DJ.
You can't play that one. I don't approve. There you go. Tenuous. Kim says it's tenuous.
Tenuous.
Yeah, if the word heaven's in it, it's not as tenuous as it could be. Kath's made up, though. Obviously, she's got the Reverend Blue jeans. So she's happy. And I'm guessing Kaz is going to want Hosier, Take Me to the Church. And I had quite a few.
Kaz has asked for Ariana Grande, Faith.
Oh, right. Where did I put the ones I had?
Reverend Blue jeans we haven't put in.
Oh, well, Kath is surely going to want that one.
I'll stick that in.
I didn't think of the Eurythmics, An Angel Playing With My Heart, but I did think of Angel, Sarah McLachlan. And some of the Paul Baloche ones, because they're fantastic. I thought of a Gloria Trio. Quite fancied a Gloria Trio. Did you know there's one that fits from U2?
No.
There is, Gloria.
Oh, yeah.
So that fits. What else did I have? A Paul Baloche trio, I think. And don't forget, there's a Lancashire Hot Pots. The Wigan Churchill Pies, which went down really well last time, so I think we'll play that. There's also another one you've forgotten. Poor Mike. Memory's going, obviously. Simple Minds?
Don't you forget about me.
Well, no, I was thinking Promise You a Miracle.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, you see.
The Miracle of Love.
The Miracle of Love. We're going to have more songs than we've got space for. Oh, I want Guardian Angel. That's one of my all-time favourite songs. I do like that one. Tracy's requesting Tears in Heaven. That's a beautiful song.
Yeah, that's already in the list, so I'll beautiful trace his song. Name to it.
And Kim likes Angel. Angel's the one I want played at my funeral. Not that I'm planning it imminently.
You know which one I want played at my funeral?
Which one?
I Watch the Sunrise.
Oh, I like that one as well. Yes, that's beautiful. So I've got quite a few.
Last time they played that at church, I couldn't join in. I was giving out Eucharist.
So I've got quite a few there. Definitely got quite a few. Might have to move those
Tears
to...
in heaven.
Where's the queue folder?
There's the
queue folder. I'll move them all to the queue folder and we can do it from there. Right. Let's get rid of those. That means I've got everything I need in there. I also thought the Ave Maria, because that's gorgeous as well. Played that at my dad's funeral, together with Bring Me Sunshine, which was just dad. Right, let's bump the queue up to there. And what did you say we were starting with?
Belinda Carlisle, Heaven is a Place on Earth.
See, I'd forgotten that one as well. There she is, Belinda Carlisle. Heaven is a Place on Earth. Right, we'll get that to the top. And I thought we'd have about 29,000 people requesting Faith, George Michael.
We've had a few.
Tell me it's not going to cross-pollinate the trios like last week. Because my head was spinning last week.
No, Lisa asked for it and Johnny asked for it. So it's part of Lisa's trio.
Excellent. Our COVID mutation has been discovered. Wow, how did you get there? We're closing the airports, but, you know, a little bit too late, isn't it? We're concerned, apparently, about the South African variant, but nobody else is. I don't know whether we're just trying to deflect attention, because, you know, that wouldn't surprise me. I do love it when he tries whispering to the A-lady and she totally ignores him. Is she ignoring you?
Like everyone else.
I'll tell you what, Mike.
No, she heard me.
Just stand next to the A-lady, right? And think beautiful thoughts about the A-lady.
Oh, she's done it now.
Has she really?
What are you doing?
Nothing. Mike's forgotten I can control the lights.
That was horrible.
You've forgotten I can control the lights from my phone, haven't you? It's all right. He's on now. I'll leave it alone. I'm getting the dirtiest look ever. Which doesn't work on radio, does it?
I'm not going to bother now.
How can you not bother if you need to use the facilities?
I'll do it in the garden, like the dog.
Oh, now that works well, because you don't have to ask the A-lady to put the light on in the garden. If you stand in the right spot, next door security light comes on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take a torch. A poo bag.
Get on with it. Honestly. Oh, I don't know how our variant even started. I mean, it was first found here. Does that mean it developed here? And I wonder how that kind of thing happens. I know they said it could vary itself in terms of the number of passes between people. But this just seems to have started here and we're lumbered with, you know, you've infected the rest of the world with this. It's like, it didn't do a thing. Although having said that, you know, four people decided it was a good idea to drive 68 miles down to McDonald's. Get Mikey a lady pipe. The thing is, this A-lady on the landing, we have one in the office, which is a show. So you've got a screen on it. And I turn that one off. So the sound is, the microphones are off. So that one ignores us all the time. But the one on the landing, it doesn't matter where in the house you are, she hears everything. She misses nothing. So the other night I'm watching a video and this guy has set up his office with some Philips Hue bulbs. So he's on the video quite low at like 3:30 in the morning. And he's issuing the command to make his A-lady change the bulbs, change the colours. And the one on the landing starts screaming with herself. She's not doing the whisper back to you because as far as she's concerned, she can hear this guy. So I can hear her quite loud and then I have to go out and like throw a towel over her so to muffle the sound because Mike's trying to sleep. If he said the A word at once, he must have said it about five times. And in the end, I just turn the sound off on the video and watch the subtitles. Do they not realise when they do that they're going to set off other people's equipment? And they're not going to find, like he was talking about, a colour setting. So he had like hot summer and all the lights went orange. Cool ice, I think, and it went blue. Of course, our A-lady is saying, don't know that device, can't find that device, at the top of her little lungs at 3:30 in the morning. Oh, it could be better, let's put it like that, in terms of organisation. Britain was just honest enough to admit they'd found a new strain. That's what it felt like when they did Tracy and the rest of the world kind of went, yeah, we're closing the borders. It's like, well, yeah, we didn't close the borders to you and all your trade, but then that's us, isn't it? It mutates to survive. I guess I can understand that. It's just why it took so long. And all the variants seem to have happened around the same time. Because they said that could happen early on. And if it did, it would impact the efficacy of the vaccine, because that might then only be like 70%. That there's a 30% difference in it or a 40% difference in it. And then that kind of just died off and we never heard anything about that again. I'm just waiting for there to be some kind of calamity with the vaccination programme. I mean, the issue at the moment is some of the country, not particularly where we are, I would say it was over towards the east of the country, like Leeds and downwards, they have had horrific snow that we're not used to. So they've closed the vaccination centres. And the problem with that is, how on earth do you ever catch up? Because there can't have been much in the way of buffer time built into it. And do you give the vaccinations to the people who have missed them as soon as you reopen? Because up to a point, that's just going to push everybody back. Then there's more admin involved. Whereas if you say on the day you open, we'll do the people that were planned to do today, then you've got a group of people who, because of the weather, who are technically more clinically vulnerable than the ones you are vaccinating, that aren't vaccinated. It is a logistical nightmare. And it does just seem to have happened, to have coincided with when the vaccine's coming out. Which is crazy, because we do tend to have bad weather. But last year and 2 years ago, the snow came in February. I know that for a fact. It was February the 6th. We were at Old Trafford for the 60th anniversary of the memorial, the Munich crash. And the Munich crash happened because there was snow on the runway and ice on the wings. And there we are, literally just about to kick off. The singer starts singing and it starts to snow. I don't think there was a dry eye in the house when it started to snow. And then towards the end of the song, a baby cried out. And the singer nearly went at that point, because one of the tales from Munich was that the goalkeeper, Harry Gregg, got out and was pretty okay. I mean, bumps and scratches, but he could walk. And he went back into the flames of the crash because he heard a baby cry. And he got the baby out and the baby's mother. So in the middle of this poignant song, this baby just shouted out once. And the singer nearly went, said, that was me. And I nearly went at that point. So I know for a fact it was February when it snowed. Just, it's really early this year. I mean, one year, was it last year? No, it'd be the year before. Snowed in May, which was unheard of years ago. You would not get snow in May.
Turn the toilet light.
She's talking to her again and she's ignoring him.
Okay.
Oh, well done. Well done, eh, lady? Right, we've all sorted that out. But, you know, if you're in trouble with that, just use one of my devices.
Right.
With the A-Lady app on. Why have we only heard about two then? New York Times says 23 mutations. I've heard of the UK one, the South African one, and I think there was one other. But I can't remember where that was. And I'm assuming they're all different and then they'll have to cope with
that.
Tony
says, evening, Elaine, Mike and Lola.
Is he in there already?
He's in there already.
Well, he must be listening to Phil Collins. We all know I wanted to listen to Phil Collins. I'll listen to Phil Collins later. There you go. Because I picked the songs and I thought they were very nice songs. So I want to hear them. Oh, how about we put Phil Collins on after the show tonight?
Okay.
That's a good idea, isn't it? I think it really is. Here they're worried about the Brazil variant. That's the... I know, why did I think that was the same as the South African? I guess some of these are worse than others, but I wonder how long it will take for it to mutate into something that the vaccine isn't effective against. I wonder about that. I guess the vaccine wouldn't take long to tweak, but then it's not just tweaking the vaccine. It's getting it into production and getting it out fast enough to mitigate the impact, shall we say. But then the issue is, if you've been vaccinated against the main coronavirus and then this variant hits and it's different enough, it needs a different vaccine, do they then need to vaccinate you again against that? I just think there's more questions than answers here. But there are people that just, yeah, let's have the vaccine. And I'm like, do you not want to ask any questions about it? Apparently not. No. I mean, if your mother knew that the Pfizer one might mutate, because she was already worried enough, wasn't she? Did she ever get the date? And is it 3 months?
I don't think she did get the date, no.
That's something I can't fathom. I mean, when I went in and they were doing half of my teeth, they were doing the implant half, we had a plan. We had a treatment plan. And as far as I was concerned, it was written in stone. And I remember saying, like, this treatment plan appeared. And it's like, this is the idea. So we went through it. He sent it to me. I read it all. Then I went back with questions. He answered the questions. Then we like kicked around a few more ideas and changed a few items on it. And then I said at the end of it, so he said, well, that's what we'll work with. That's the plan. And I said, right. And how closely will we be sticking to that plan? Because as far as I'm concerned, that plan's a contract and that's what we're doing. And he said, that's exactly what we're doing. We had it mapped out to the day of when the next appointment would be. I like things like that. Obviously, if something happened and I wanted to know everything that could happen. And he was like, no, you don't. And I'm like, I do. And he told me about this bit because I had to have bionic bone powder. I had a bone graft. And I also had where they took a piece of gum from one place and put it on the other. And he said, that's the dicey bit. And he started explaining that, you know, it can look terrible even though it's healing. And I said, well, how terrible are we thinking? And he said, well, it kind of goes green. And he looks gangrenous. So I said, and we're not to worry about that. And he said, no, don't worry about that. But, you know, I needed to know that because that's how I work. I want to know everything. But people are going in, letting them give them the first injection. Not a clue when they're going to get the second one. And they're being sent home with a little pack that says, you know, you're not safe until you've had the second one. So go home and carry on socially distancing until such time as we can be bothered to bring you back in. I'm thinking I'd like a little bit more information than that. But I could just be viewed as a troublemaker, couldn't I? I don't think I'm a troublemaker. So Tracy says, you think it'll be like the flu vaccine? I'm just wondering, you know, with these vaccines, you know, do they mingle well? If they have to do a variation on it, what's the impact of that? If you've had like two doses of Pfizer and then you end up with two doses of a variant of the AstraZeneca, what's happening to you? What's the impact of it? And all I'll get is, oh, we don't know because we've not tried that. We don't know. But we have tested it on an orange and it's fine. And then I feel like everybody else accepts it, but I've got questions. But I think I've got legitimate questions, but there you go. Kim thinks as long as there is still a spike protein, the vaccine will work against it. It'll be okay. I trust your word much more so than any of the idiots that they ask over here. And the answer is, I don't know. I mean, they're not even saying that. They're not even. And when they do kind of word something slightly different, it's not said with any confidence. And there's that many caveats on it. They might as well not have spoken in the first place.
2 minutes.
Okay, I'm already grabbing the remote to turn the sound off. So we'll have to have a little bit of an echo off me while I try and turn me off. So let's see how that goes. Am I turned off? I am. Right, get your headphones sorted. Yes, I know I left mine in the bedroom, but I've got them now. Do you know those headphones are absolutely fabulous? I just mentioned them to Mike the other day. The ones that I got about 18 months ago. In fact, it was probably Black Friday 2019. They're Bluetooth, they're DJ headphones, so you can plug a cable in. They're noise cancelling. They're absolutely fabulous. When the Apple ones came out, and the AirPods Max, which is still a stupid name, but when they came out, and people saying, but the sound's amazing, etc. And there was the ear pads. The ear pads are £70 a set. My headphones were 40 for the entire headphones. So I could actually afford to buy like two new pairs. Just keep them there as spares, just in case.
50 seconds.
Right, I'm keying everything up and making sure everything is okay over here. Remind me about the volume later. We've been tweaking the volume after feedback from Tracy. So hopefully that was better last week. Right, so how many seconds now have we got?
30.
Right. OK, I'll do an out on here then. So for the moment, it's good night from me.
And it's good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.